Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, a little news. There's no need for breaking news on this. But free agent cornerback Arthur Mollett. It's kind of been of a slot guy, slot to inside or outside guy, but a lot in the slot. He's played with the Ravens. He just signed a one-year deal with the Texans, Clint. He's healthy, and he will be ready for training camp. He had a strong 2003 season with the Ravens as a slot corner.
2003?
Yeah, as a blitzer, but limited it to three games in 2024 due to injuries.
You said 2003.
I thought I said 23.
I was like, how old is this guy?
Did I say three? 2023, I mean.
If he's got Aaron Rodgers beat, I believe we got a better
couple
more.
Clint even said 2003?
Yeah. 2023, if I lift out the 20 portion of that.
He's not that old.
2023.
I was trying to do the math in my head before.
He was looking at me crazy. I was thinking, well, maybe I'll get to the 2024 season portion of you, like thinking like he had played since 23.
This Frank
and
Moore?
I looked over at Tyler. And Tyler's got the same look on his face. So I guess I said 2023. He was with the Ravens. Blitzer, good slot corner. So apparently they feel like they needed at least to add bodies there. I don't know this. This would seem like more than just bodies to me. A guy whose last season was struggles of injuries, but the year before that, he was on the number one defense, playing a big role on the number one defense. In 2023, the Ravens, you remember, had the best record in football, but the big thing is they had the number one ranked defense and allowed like 15 points a game or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, he was number 10. He was blitzing. He was out there a lot for the Ravens. There's sometimes you look at some bodies, some camp bodies, like, oh, all right, that's a camp body. This guy feels like he may be a little bit more than that. This is a guy that feels like may compete a little bit more.
Well, I think, look, when you look at what D'Amico Ryan, he's so multiple in schematically in what he can and will do, and I just remember, hell, I don't even remember if it was early last year, but anyway, the basically playing one of your safeties as a guy that could roll down and be in coverage a lot more, which again, you can do it with any style of player. You can do it with a safety. You can also do it with a nickel defender. A nickel defender should have the ability to do safety things. If you do want to split the middle of the field and play quarters or play halves, you should have a nickel defender that has the ability to do that. But if you have that guy in there along with Jalen Petrie, along with Kalen Bullock roaming the middle, and at any point in time you can slide both of that level of nickel defender into the box, you could create a hell of a package there. Now look, the thing is that this nickel position with D'Amico Ryans, it seems like we're flirting with a lot of options, and I don't know how valuable every single one of them are going to be, and I don't know how you keep every single one of them on the roster. Or this may just be, hey, man, we up in the competition at that nickel defender position.
Yeah.
Right? So you got to believe Jalen Petrie's the guy at that nickel defender position because they paid him, didn't they?
Yeah. You would think nickel.
So, I mean, there's no like hidden, well, maybe they're not as high on him as we are, that, you know, kind of deal. That's your guy. I know they really like Miles Bryant there.
Yeah, especially more of his coverage.
Right. I've flirted with the obviously Jalen Smith kid giving you an option inside that was drafted in the third round this year. We also last year saw Kamari Lassiter jump down there and be an impact player. So, you know, again, you go back to what's my man's name? Got in the off the field trouble stuff, the safety. Mine just went blank. Jimmy Ward. You know, Jimmy Ward not being an option, how do you replace that body? And is it a safety? Is it a nickel defender? Is it an interchangeable type of player? What does that look like? Looks like D'Amico Ryans is giving himself a lot of options here.
Yeah, I don't want to I don't want to over, like, we didn't play breaking news. This isn't a, like, this isn't a guy that I would be just shocked, Clint, if he got cut or if he didn't make the team.
Well, he was on the streets in July 21st.
But just judging from now, he's older. He's 32 now. But judging from 2 years ago, like he played a pretty big role. I don't want to say a starting role, but he played a pretty big role for a team that had Super Bowl aspirations. That was the number one defense. And as you brought up Jalen Petrie, similar to him, a blitzer, a guy in the slot that played around the line of scrimmage. So we'll see what he adds to this team. But this was a pickup. Injuries last year derailed his 2024 season, not 2004 season, but his 2024 season. But the 2023 season, that was a guy that was a big part. All right, it is Monday. We do this each and every week. Monday's weekend's best. Weekend's best, weekend's worst. Who was your weekend's best? Who was your weekend's worst? We will discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.